The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Sim Trainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Listeners, and welcome to this pre-recorded broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro, and in with Mark Avery, and we're from Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com. You can stop by the range located at 2031 Dryden Road, or you can give us a call at 293-3914, and we'd be more than glad to discuss with you any of your firearms-related needs or interests, whether it would be selecting a handgun, trying to get some basic training in how to use a handgun, if you're interested in getting your concealed handgun license, or if you want to learn how to shoot other types of guns, we can certainly guide you in the right direction, but give us a call. And as we always remind our listeners, if you're going to buy a handgun, don't run out and buy one and then come and see us. Come and see us first and let us help you make a decision that's probably better suited for your needs.
Well, if there was any one piece of information that we could give people who are looking to find a gun, especially for someone else, that is the one thing that, you know, if we could just get that out to everyone, so many people would be in much better shape because they would find the gun for the person that wants the gun, and it's the gun that works for them rather than the one that some so-called expert either on the internet or at a gun store, which they try hard, but there's only so much you can do when you don't actually have a chance to try it. So,
and over 14 years in business, and then, of course, I've been around firearms for 35-plus years, I found that even myself, I would not go so far as to ever recommend. I remember in the early days of being a law enforcement officer when people would ask me what type of gun I like and what type of gun they should get. Without knowing a whole lot, I would tend to go with what we in the law enforcement community use because they were time tested and proven. They'd been through some torture testing, and we would mention that those are probably the guns best suited. But then we didn't really realize until I got real deeply involved in firearms training that it's really custom to the individual versus a classification of guns for a broad population.
And there are guns that are better than others. There are some guns that we wouldn't recommend for anybody. But on the other hand, there are so many great guns out there now that it is very difficult to know what's the right gun for a particular person until they've had a chance to try it.
And we've talked so many times, Mark, about the differences in people just think that a gun, because somebody recommended or even a counter person at a retail establishment would recommend a particular gun with certain characteristics. And I want to give the example. There are guns out in the market that have what we call the 1911 cocked and locked configuration. And in many cases, those guns do have very light trigger pulls. They do have slides that may be a little bit easier to manipulate than some of the other guns. But what people don't realize is the training curve that is involved, the amount of time and effort that the individual is going to have to spend in making sure that they understand that when they put a magazine in that firearm and they rack the slide, they have to instantly put that safety on. And then when they go to use the firearm, whether it's in practice on the range or in a real life situation, they have to learn to instinctively deactivate that safety so that the gun will work. And I have been involved in professional communities, whether it's law enforcement, military, and private security, where individuals who don't practice those things have difficulty in stressful situations making the gun work. And we call those guns complicated guns, and there are a lot of guns that fall in those categories. They're certainly great guns, and some of the best made guns are in that configuration, but it's not necessarily, in matter of fact, you know, the overwhelming majority of the cases, with very few exceptions, the cocked and locked configuration is not for the person who's just getting into the gun world, whether it's recreational shooting and or personal protection. Certainly in personal protection, it's easier to adapt to in a competitive situation, especially if you're not drawing from a holster and those sorts of things. But we can guide you in the right direction when it comes to gun selection.
Well, and the other thing that we would put in that category of a complicated action would be something like a double action, single action, where you have two different trigger pulls based on the configuration. So when you first come out of the holster, it's a double action trigger, and then each round after that is single action. Those are also, many of those are really great guns, but it's not something we would normally recommend for someone who is going to carry for personal protection. They're maybe going to shoot once or twice a month, and that's the limit of their, you know, they're not somebody who's going to train regularly, like a couple of times a week, and get really, really proficient so that all of those things, including two different trigger pulls, becomes completely automatic to them. And so although they're great guns and there's a lot of them out there, usually not what we recommend for somebody who's getting started. Yeah.
We have people come to the range or call the range that kind of fall into all classifications, everywhere from the person who's never shot a gun in their lives and they want to see what it's like, to people who have shot a little bit in the past and now they're thinking about concealed carry and they consciously are aware of the fact that they probably should get some training, to people who come to the range and the first thing out of their mouth is that I want to get my concealed handgun license. And we start talking about guns and they're like, well, you know, I haven't even thought about that yet. I just want to get my license because I can and it's kind of what I want to do. And we have to kind of guide the conversation. And then it goes all the way to the other extreme where people want some what they phrase typically as advanced training, but they don't really know what that entails. So the nice thing about it, when you come into the range or you call down, we can kind of query you, ask the right questions, and kind of guide you to the right classes. Typically, it's going to be a class initially to get you familiarized with the gun, or maybe a variety of guns, get you familiarized with gun safety, get you acclimated to being on a range with other people shooting, and take you through that process in a very detailed manner so that it's going to be best suited for the individual needs of the people who come down to the range. You know, the other thing I want to do right now, I want to kind of shift gears a little bit. As mentioned, this show, when we started this show years ago, we talked about we want to be everything about guns. And one of the biggest things we do, I think, is we are directly and indirectly involved in the legislative process. There are lots of laws governing people that can own guns, the circumstances under which people can own guns, the manners in which people can carry guns and transport firearms. And right now, you don't have to watch the news every day. If you just watch it every once in a while, you see that there are people who are adamantly against the Second Amendment, not only against guns. They don't think it's right that the people of this country have a Second Amendment right to own, keep, and bear firearms. And it's pretty much an all-out assault on that Second Amendment right. Now, let me add that in addition to the Second Amendment right, the same people who attack that Second Amendment right, they're also in an all-out assault on the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, the 14th Amendment. They don't like things not going their way. And when they see that there are people like us who don't see things their way, they're going to come out with ways to try to change the way that we do business in this country, and there's an all-out effort in a variety of different areas.
There are really two ways to change someone's behavior. You can force them to do something, or you can convince them to do something. You're not going to be able to force people who are able to physically defend themselves, and that's one of the reasons why they don't like that, because that means they can't force you to do something. So sometimes when they can't do it by force, they try to use the power of the state and get laws passed that lets the state then force you to do something. And that's where we have really tried to be aware of what's going on both in Washington and in Columbus in the General Assembly in Ohio to find out what are some of the things that people are proposing and are they good for the average citizen, for liberty in general, or are they trying to take away your liberties and they're trying to remove that individual liberty and individual responsibility. They say, well, we're not going to let you make that choice. We're going to put that on the state to make that choice for you. And those are some of the things that we've really tried to keep an eye on.
Yeah, through a combination of just the existence of the radio show and the topics that we discuss, along with the very valuable contributions of the guests we've had on the show and we will continue to have on the show, and perhaps most importantly, our callers who call in with good information, they're following. I'd use a quick example. Bruce, who calls in on a variety of times, he is on top of things, and he is paying attention to what's going on around the state in particular, and he has a concern on the whole issue of gun rights. But through a combination of different forums, we want to make sure that we're getting accurate information out there. And I want to mention now that one of the best ways that we can do that is through joining and supporting the National Rifle Association. Now, understand that they also have been under maybe unprecedented attacks in the last couple of months, particularly in the last half year, and they've been called a terrorist organization, which is a direct reflection on us. That means we, the members that make up the NRA, are the terrorists that are referred to as the terrorist organization, and nothing could be farther from the truth. But nonetheless, we have been the silent majority for long enough. Now we need to stand up and be the vocal majority that we are and that we can be, and we can flex our muscle. And I think the biggest and the best way we can do that is through renewing our membership in the NRA if we have one, getting at least one other person to join the NRA, and in our case, as an organization, getting as many as we can to join their NRA to help support the cause, because the NRA is our kind of our spokesperson or our spokesman, our organization that is able to get things, stay on top of things, and to help get things passed that we believe deep in our hearts are right for the way we do business.
Well, and the other thing that they do is they help to provide us with a lot of information. The folks that are in the headquarters in Falls Church, Virginia, are not the folks who are really the ones who make the NRA effective. Yes, they do a lot of work up there. They do a lot of research. They communicate with a lot of people. But the biggest thing that they do is they let the members know what's going on and say, here's something you need to weigh in on with your representatives. And so then when the 5,000 or 5 million to now, the latest number I heard was 6 million members of the NRA, contact their legislators and say, this is something that is important to me, and here's how I think you should address these. Here are some of the issues that I think need to be at least worked out before anything moves forward on any of these issues. That's where the real power of the NRA lies, and it's why the NRA is the most effective lobbying organization on Capitol Hill, not just gun rights organization, but organization, period. It's because of the membership, and so that's part of the reason why we really encourage people to do that. You can do that on our website. You can go to sim-trainer.com, scroll to the bottom of the page on that homepage, and there's a Join NRA link. If you use that link, it'll actually save you about $10 off of the regular registration fee, which is now $40 a year. If you have not renewed your membership in a while, and so it's gone dormant, you're no longer an active member, but you do have an NRA membership number that you can pull off an old magazine or an old membership card, you can put that in and you can reactivate your membership. You get to keep your original membership number if you know what that was, or if you know what address it was that you registered at, and then you can reestablish that membership. And again, you're going to save $10 off of the price that you would pay if you went to the NRA membership website. So I really encourage people to do that. You know, there's on the order of 100 million gun owners in this country, and to say we've only got 6 million as part of the NRA, I think that's an embarrassment. And we really, as a unified community, need to pull together and say, let's go and have speak with one voice and allow when the NRA membership or the NRA leadership goes to Congress and says, we're talking about 5 million, 6 million, or 50 million, or 60 million members, that latter number would be much more powerful. So let's give them the power to do that. All right, we're going to need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more discussion. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Get ready to start saving during Menards' Race to Saving Sale. Menards has the products you need to grow your ideal lawn. Spectra side weed and feed attaches to your hose and feeds your lawn while killing broadleaf weeds like chickweeds, dandelions, clovers, and more. Pick up a bottle that treats up to 7,500 square feet for only $6.99. Find these and other great deals during Menards Race to Savings Sale, now through June 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
Join Avery Dennison in wishing Miamisburg a happy 200th birthday. Don't miss the Bicentennial festivities, June 16th through the 23rd, with fireworks, concerts, and fun for the whole family. Find out more at Miamisburg200.com.
Due to increased business, Craftsman Home Improvements is seeking skilled installers to join their team. As one of the top kitchen and bath design build firms in Ohio, Craftsman needs experienced, full turnkey contractors for steady year-round work. Sign-on bonus available. Qualified candidates must have tools, truck, trailer, and insurance. Experience with finished carpentry, tile, plumbing, electric, and drywall is required. Current openings are in Kettering and Westchester, and plenty of work is available. Check them out online at CraftsmanHome.com. That's CraftsmanHome.com.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowron in the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last, just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach, and I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290 WHIO.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members, of their families or their children, asking them to deploy, patrol, stay on watch, on point, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to bring them all the way home, to keep them secure, to have their backs for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs do whatever it takes to help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently at no cost for life, so that they might stand at ease. Find out how you can help at findwwp.org.
Humid and really a pleasant Saturday for you. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, clouds increasing in the evening as a cold front approaches, and that will bring with it the chance for showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday. Best chance in the late morning and early afternoon, but we will dry out for your Sunday evening under partly cloudy skies. Highs will be near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. And right before the break, we were talking about joining the NRA and the significance of doing so. And I just want to kind of carry that a little bit further by mentioning that when Mark talks about 100 million gun owners, but only 5 or 6 million people who are members of the NRA, I believe we need to push that number. We need to push it significantly, both to show our support for the organization that does so much for us. And more importantly, right now we're in a critical election year. And one of the biggest things the NRA does is they follow legislation and they support candidates and they endorse candidates. And although I've always advocated that you not be a single issue voter, I want people to think very significantly about the endorsements given by the NRA, because they are very interested in getting our, having our rights protected, not only our Second Amendment, but all of our other rights. So when you join the organization, you provide funding so that organizations can do that. There are various splinter organizations affiliated with the NRA. One is the Institute for Legislative Action, and they are directly involved in legislation. Obviously, they've got their thumb on the pulse of the individuals who are running for office to see that they're kind of making decisions in the right way, and they're going to be supportive of Second Amendment rights as well as other amendment or rights of the other rights in the Constitution. And we want to make sure that we support those candidates. So when you join, you're doing more than joining an organization. You don't have to worry so much about endless emails. Obviously, any organization that you join, there's going to be a process in place for getting lots of emails, trying to get you to buy information. But as Mark will tell you, the NRA is one of those organizations that's not going to do it if you don't want it done.
Yeah, and in fact, if they call you and you don't want to get those notifications, you can tell them, please take me off the call list. It's not going to terminate your membership. It's just going to say, I don't want to be contacted this way. If you get emails and you don't want them, you can unsubscribe from those emails as well. They're really good about respecting what people don't want to get in terms of that source of information. So I do want to get that information, partly because of what we do here at the show, but also because that's the way I know some of the things that otherwise it would be very difficult for me to run down what's going on in Washington and in some cases Columbus.
And the nice thing about it, Mark, is when those emails come in, I haven't turned down or narrowed the pipeline because I want to be the one that sorts them. Because about a third to half of those things that come are good information that I would not otherwise have come across if they didn't bother to send it to me. And it gives us information for the show, and it also helps me run my business when I'm up on the issues that are relevant, not only locally, but around the country.
And if it's ones I don't want, my delete key still works.
That's exactly right. And it's so easy to do that. So I don't want that to be the excuse. We've heard people say that. Don't let that be an impediment. Understand the great good that the NRA does. And the information that you will glean from being a member, whether it's directly or indirectly in the different programs that you're going to be able to participate in. So again, go to our website, renew or get yourself signed up. Encourage a friend, a family member, a neighbor to get signed up, and we're going to help contribute to a big victory in November.
All right, we're going to need to take a break and head out into the newsroom here shortly. So thank you for joining us this afternoon. And this is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Damian Burrs with a WHIO news update. The search for a missing woman continues in Miamisburg.
Could see some thunderstorms for your Sunday. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic. There's no accidents to report at this hour, so your drive times are looking normal across the Miami Valley. Our top story, the hunt for Chelsea Coe continues in Miamisburg, and police aren't saying much still.
1 month after raiding a Lower Miamisburg property looking for any sign of missing woman Chelsea Coe, officers tell me they're learning of new people they want to speak with about this case nearly every day. Officers say they're not ruling out their unnamed person of interest and won't rule anything out until they find Coe and know what happened to her.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy with team coverage. Now in Huber Heights, where four people, including two children, were taken to the hospital after a crash involving an ice cream truck.
The driver of that truck had to be taken by care flight from the scene of that crash that happened just after noon on Friday. Crews say as many as four ambulances came to that area of Bell Fountain and Ants Road to help.
WHIO's Jonah Oddy, we're working to learn more about the condition of everyone who was taken to the hospital. A 17-year-old police veteran and Ohio SWAT team member, Eugene Potsick, is in the hospital after being shot by a wanted man. Passaic was listed in critical condition yesterday after his fellow team member carried him to safety while pursuing former prison guard Martin Robinson.
What followed was a standoff as authorities attempted to negotiate with Martin Robinson, who continued to show his disdain for the police.
WJW Cleveland's Jack Shea says Robinson was also hurt and taken to the hospital and is now in police custody. A story we're following: a judge in Iowa is blocking the nation's toughest abortion law, at least for now.
The judge agreed to block a bill in Iowa that would have banned abortions after a heartbeat is detected, so roughly 6 weeks into a pregnancy. State officials agreed the law would not take effect on July 1st, though, after talking with groups like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a lawsuit over the ruling is expected. Now here's a look at the exclusive Storm Center 7 24-hour forecast from meteorologist Crystal Davis.
Partly cloudy skies for your Saturday evening with clouds increasing overnight as a cold front slides in. Lows in the lower 60s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Best chance in the late morning and early afternoon. And partly cloudy skies for the evening once those showers move out. Highs will be near 80 degrees for your Sunday. Monday, beautiful with mostly sunny skies. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Thanks, Crystal. It's a beautiful day to be out in the sun. Nice sun hat on today. Looking at a clear scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, it's 75 degrees in Englewood, 78 in Springfield, and 78 degrees in Dayton at 233. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit about our youth shooting sports programs at Sim Trainer. With the end of the school year just winding down, and I think last week was the last week of school for most districts in this area, I know parents are anxiously looking for things for the kids to get involved in, whether it's sports camps, band camp, whatever kind of camp. Some of the parents want them to get involved in, some of the parents don't want them to get involved in, but there's one that I know that both parents and kids are very excited about, and that's our youth shooting sports camps that we offer at Sim Trainer. Now, our camp program is set up so that the kids start out by attending our award-winning First Shots program, and in the First Shots program, they're going to learn everything about gun safety, range safety, safe handling and efficient operation, and accurate shooting of a firearm under the direct supervision of our very trained and experienced staff. Most of the people who assist us with that program are volunteers. They're certified instructors, NRA-certified instructors, or instructors that are certified through other entities, and they've been with us for a long time. We started this program years ago, and they kind of helped us shape the program. But the nice thing about it, you're getting actual experienced shooters who have the endorsement of the NRA as far as NRA certification and as trainers, and we give them experience in addition to supplemental training, and it's going to be a very structured process.
Several of our instructors actually came to us initially through the First Shots program, got started shooting in that program, and then continued on through our advanced training and became NRA certified instructors after that. So they're very familiar with this program and really support it, which is why they're willing to volunteer their time to do that.
Well, Mark, and one of the main reasons we offer this program is that when you or I were kids, we had opportunities for shooting, and it depended largely due to where you lived and the environment in which you grew up. Many people who grew up in urban environments simply did not have places where they could go to shoot. In the Dayton area, we were the first range to open in 2004 after several years where there was no range because the one range that was in Dayton years ago in the north part of the city closed down, I believe, in the 80s. So for over 20 years, there was no place for people to go to shoot in a structured indoor range environment. Then we opened. Well, since then, there's now five in the Dayton area. So what was the case back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s and early 2000s is not the case now. There's a group of youngsters who are growing up with opportunities to shoot, but because of the negative publicity that guns get on television, a lot of people are reluctant. I want to assure you, in our youth shooting sports camp, our emphasis is on safety and respect for firearms. That's first and foremost. That's the underlying theme throughout all of our sessions. It starts in first shots. We then progress to the second round rifle class, where the kids get to shoot semi-automatic rifles, pump action rifles, lever action rifles, and bolt action rifles, so they get exposure to a broad array of guns that are currently available to them as they progress into early adulthood and then to adulthood, whether they want to continue to enjoy the shooting sports in a recreational way, if they want to shoot competitively, if they want to go hunting, they'll have some familiarity with the type of guns. And again, safety is first. Functional operation, safe handling, and proficient shooting follows, and it's in a very orderly fashion. The third session is our fun and gun class, and that's kind of a misnomer, but the reason we call it that is because we give the kids, after they've gone through first shots, second round rifle, and then they come to fun and gun, they get an opportunity to see and experience how they can have fun shooting guns, again, in a safe, structured environment that's being supervised by the trained staff and supervisor instructors that are on premises. They get to shoot at different types of game targets, like we grew up playing Battleship. Well, that was when you moved little pegs around the board. You called out a number, and if you got a hit, you put the peg in the ship until you sunk the battleship. Well, on the shooting portion, you take turns shooting at the battleship target that's out in front of you, and when you get five hits, you sink the battleship. You move on to the next item. You can do,
and that's a tough target, by the way.
It is a very tough target. We end up having to put that at 15 feet or in or closer, and if we go any farther, we have to use rifle because it is a tough target because you're looking at dime size circles that they have to hit. But then we have tic-tac-toe. We have a basketball game. We have zombies and Martians that are outer space creatures that they get to shoot. They get to shoot bowling pins. And the bowling pins we shoot aren't like the old day wooden pins where you shoot them and the splinters go flying every direction. We have bowling pins that are specifically designed for shooting where the bullets pass right through the pin, knock it over. It's made out of a tough rubber polycarbonate type material, and they fall onto the ground, then we clear the range and we've set them back up and they get to do it again. A variety of different fun things that kids get to experience. Our youth shooting sports camps are geared towards kids that are 10 to 18. However, if your son or daughter is 8 or 9 and they're pretty well coordinated and they may be on the bigger side of their age group, the biggest thing is we want them to be able to safely handle the firearm. And when you get kids much younger than that, I'm not saying it's not possible, because I had my own children as young as 6 and 7 that were very athletic and were bigger than most kids of their age who were able to handle firearms at that young age, but that's not for everybody. Our general parameters are 10 to 18, but we do take exceptions on a case-by-case basis.
Now, our first session of the Youth Shooting Sports Camp has already started. That started this morning with the First Shots program, but if you have youth have already had first shots and would like to get in on the second round rifle and the fun and gun, the next classes are Monday the 4th, that's the second round rifle, and then on the 8th, the Friday at the 8th. So those classes are in the evenings
I think they're both morning sessions, I believe.
Go to our website and you'll find that, they're 9 to 12 is what time that is. So that's a great opportunity if you've got kids who have already been through our First Shots program. If that has not happened, if you have kids who are just wanting to get started and have not been through First Shots, then next the Tuesday the following week on the 12th, is when you can get the second of our youth shooting sports camps is going to start on the 12th, and then again on that's Tuesday, and then on Thursday the 14th, and on Friday the 15th to get all three sessions is the next one. We'd love to have you sign up for that. If that week doesn't work for you, we've got another one that starts on the 18th, the following Monday, and then again on the 25th, the Monday after that. So there's all kinds of information about the sports camp on our website if you want to go there and see the schedule. Be happy to give you more information if you call the range at 293-3914. That's a great way to have an activity for your kids to do during the week, and it's a really fun activity. Plus, it gives them an excellent foundation in the beginning of the youth shootings of shooting sports in general. And if it's something that they really take to, we have our competition leagues and the youth shooting sports program that we have been really active in, have some teams. So that's a great way to get started in that if it's something that they're interested in. You know, kids really need something that can be a success experience for them. For some kids, that's other kinds of sports, or it may be, like as was in my daughter's case, horseback riding, or whatever activity that works well for them that they can really succeed in, and they enjoy it, they take a big interest in it, they want to do it. If shooting becomes that for your kids, that's a great way to invoke discipline and to increase their ability just to focus on whatever the tasks are. We've seen that happen with so many kids.
You know, Mark, you bring up a critical point. Kids need something to be involved in. I raised 6 children. Only half of them were involved and are still involved in shooting. The other 3, they'll come shooting with the family, but it's not something, if they had a list of 10 things to do, they probably wouldn't
include that. That wouldn't be top of the list.
That wouldn't be in their top 10. It would probably be in a couple of them's top 10. There are other things. There was one, on the other hand, he's a good shooter. He was a great athlete. And later in his high school career, he found the love of music. He got involved in an a cappella group. He ended up being on the high school a cappella team, and they traveled around. And so he had lots of different things. He still loved his sports, but he found something else. And that was great. And I just want to mention the shooting sports. It's really the second largest sport activity as far as members coming into it behind, what's the game again?
Where lacrosse.
Lacrosse. Obviously, because of a lot of reasons, both good and bad, football and basketball and baseball are on a slight decline, football more than the other ones. And again, we don't not want to debate the issues behind that, but the simple fact is, behind lacrosse, shooting sports is one of the largest growing sports in the country. That's across the country. The other nice thing about our youth shooting sports camp that I want to let you know, Mark mentioned that if you already had first shots, you can go right into either second round rifle or fun and gun, and you don't have to take 2 and 3 in order, but you have to have first shots first. And the reason for that provides the core safety foundation that will precede the other classes. So if you've already had first shots, or if you take first shots but you can't take the other 2 in order, don't worry about it. Come when you can. We're going to make sure that everybody has the same experience by the way that we do the course. We review the different things that they're involved in. If somebody comes to fun and gun and they want to shoot a rifle, they may not get to shoot all the rifles, but we will bring them up to speed with 1 or 2 of the rifles and let them try those relative to the guns that they are familiar with and the other guns that we provide for them. So please take the opportunity to give the youth shooting sports concept some consideration for your kids. The one thing that I found is you get some kids who don't like team activities. They're kind of loners, and that's okay. That's the nice thing about the youth shooting sports. Even though we have a youth shooting sports team, they go out, they shoot their round, they come back out, and they can do whatever they want until it's their turn again. Now, many of them get involved in socialization with the kids that are on the team, but there are several. They go out, they shoot, and they come right back on their electronic device, and they're minding their own business. And Mark's an electronic device type guy, and that's okay. I should thank God that we have people like him who can support people like me who don't even like to hold them, let alone mess with them. But there's kids that are in that category, and the nice thing about it, they can go shoot, and then they can do what they like doing and go back and shoot and go do what they like doing. I've seen so many of them. We have one on the team right now who just started shooting in November, and he's going to be our number 1 or 2 shooter at the Nationals, which I'll talk about in just a few minutes, coming up in July. But he just started shooting, and before that, you know, he's a brainiac. He's going to be going to Emory University in Atlanta, which is a very prestigious university down in Georgia. And he's an outstanding academic performer. And before this, he wasn't involved in athletics, but then all of a sudden he found shooting and it's his passion and he's darn good at it. I think he finished first or second in the last adult league down at the Sim Trainer. And he finished first place on our team at the state event in May.
All right, we're going to take our last break for the hour. We'll be back after this message. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO, the voice of...
helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable. Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
I served because it was always my dream.
September 11th happened my senior year. I wanted to serve my country.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned. I was newly married, didn't really know what was going to happen next.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
I lost my job, then I lost my house. I had to start over.
First person I saw after my wife when I was a new injury was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member. The second person I saw was a service officer for our organization.
The Paralyzed Veterans of America, they gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, be a part of society, and live life the way I want to live life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, Pete Kosugi here to tell you that if you're looking for the very best selection of your favorite garden plants, we grow over 125 varieties of tomatoes, peppers, cabbage, broccoli, cucumber, okra, cantaloupe, and eggplants. And if you haven't tried our famous Neighbor Beater tomato plants, come out and pick up a few and enjoy the best taste you ever had from your garden. They taste so good, you'll wish you planted more. And remember, Neighbor Beater garden plants are sold only at our garden center at 1309 Brand Pike. So get out that shovel and start digging. It's time for gardens, bedding plants, rose bushes, vines, and ground covers, shade trees and shrubs, bird baths and fountains, and so much more. So join the green revolution and come out and see us at 1309 Brand Pike.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. If you want to grow your business, you need to have the right people. And you know what? The right people are at LinkedIn.com. 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn. 22 million people. But you know what? You don't need to get your job out in front of 22 million people. You need to get your job out in front of the right people. And LinkedIn has the algorithms that'll do just that. The right people in the right place that are a perfect match for you and what you need so that they can succeed to help you succeed. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. So right now, go to LinkedIn.com/WHIO and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WHIO for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think to hiring your next great employee.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations, for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Less humid and really a pleasant Saturday for you. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, clouds increasing in the evening as a cold front approaches, and that will bring with it the chance for showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday. Best chance in the late morning and early afternoon, but we will dry out for your Sunday evening under partly cloudy skies. Highs will be near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show and how time flies when you're having a good time. I want to close out today's show by just mentioning some other things that the kids get to do once they attend the youth shooting sports camp. We participate in the Steel Challenge over at Greene County. It's a great opportunity for kids to get involved in another aspect of the shooting sports. Steel Challenge is pretty simple. You shoot at five plates as fast as you can in a very structured environment, obviously safe environment, and your score is your time. We go over there on the second and third Saturdays of the month from about 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. We shoot five or six stages. They shoot five times at each stage. They take the four best times, and that's your score for the match. That will be the lead up to what we call the Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol Program Nationals, which will be held the second week of July up in Marengo, Ohio, at one of the best kept secrets. If you want to go to the internet right now, check out Cardinal Campground and Shooting Sports Center in Central Ohio. It's a growing facility. It's where they're now going to have the, what did they hold up at the?
The Grand Nationals.
The Grand Nationals are moving back from Illinois here, back to Ohio. The owner predicted that years ago when they moved out to Illinois, and lo and behold, he is now going to be the host range for the Grand when it comes back here to Ohio. So it's a great facility, but take a look at the facility they have. And anybody that wants to participate, if your kid is serious about it, they come through the youth shooting sports camp, we will get them time behind their gun in a very structured manner so that they can go and experience the nationals. They don't have to be experienced shooters. They have new categories, they have intermediate category, and they have advanced category shooters. So it's a place for everybody. So if your kid is one there, you think your kid is one that might like something like this, I suggest you start with the youth shooting sports camp. Let us get exposure to them. Let them get exposure to us. We will make opportunities over the next 2 months for them and you, if you're interested, to enjoy the shooting sports and make it a very enjoyable activity for them and for the family if that's what you choose to do. But we want to encourage you to first get them involved in the youth shooting sports camp, and then we'll go from there. Okay, we don't have much time left, but I want to make sure to remind our listeners, if you want to take advantage of some great sales, go to our website at sim-trainer.com. Under Flyer, check out our Memorial Day flyer, which is still in effect. Some great deals are there. And I want to encourage you also to check our store page. In our store page, we have a lot of items that we've been able to accumulate when they've been available over the last year. We have some in stock, and our supplier, who this is a buyer's market, so if you're looking for a new scope or some of the non-traditional things, maybe the higher price time items, now's the time to start looking at them. But if you look at our store page, you'll be able to find a lot of things that are available to us, and we can get them to you in 2 or 3 days by just contacting our provider, and we'll be able to get them at the store and you'll be able to pick them up. So thanks for listening today. We're looking forward to having you listen next week. This is Jeff Pedro and Mark Avery from Sim Trainer on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.